Under the watchful eyes of Israeli soldiers, Palestinians living in this neighborhood are scared of reprisals. After one of the worst attacks on Israelis in years, occupation forces carried out door-to-door raids in Ras Al Amud, arresting more than 40 people, including the attacker's family, friends and neighbors. They say they're being collectively punished after 21-year-old Khairi Alkam killed seven Israelis outside a synagogue on Friday.
His family say they've not been allowed to leave the home. The whole building has uncles, cousins and his father. We just saw his father earlier. He was allowed to leave for a few moments, but the Israeli authorities sent him back up. We're going to go and find out more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised swift action in the aftermath. Khairi's home and that of a 13-year-old who carried out another attack on Saturday have had their home sealed.
Well, we've just been stopped by the Israeli authorities of getting any closer to Khairi Alkam's home. It's a six-story home with his extended family members already living there. Many of them are stuck inside. They've not been allowed out by the Israeli authorities for the last 3 days. Some of the kids behind me are also family members. Some of them said that they haven't been able to see their mother or father for the last 3 days. They've been promised that they will at some point, but it's not clear when. And tensions here seem to be really high.
Ras Al Amud is a neighborhood in Silwan in occupied East Jerusalem, a flashpoint for confrontations between Palestinians and Jewish settlers, land grabs and home demolitions. The new Israeli right-wing government is fast-tracking the destruction of homes of attackers and their extended families to deter others, it says. But Hamoked, an organization providing free legal aid to Khairi's family and the Palestinians living under Israeli occupation, says it's punitive.
Israeli government is taking measures both against the Palestinian population, repression of the Palestinian population, and at the same time undermining the Israeli judicial system. So whereas we would go to the judiciary, you know, for some level of protection of human rights, in this climate we are very skeptical about how much we can expect the High Court to be intervening.
Many Palestinians we spoke to didn't want to be identified for fear of being arrested. They say Israeli restrictions and poor living conditions are giving a new generation little hope. Khairi was named after his grandfather, who was stabbed to death by a Jewish Israeli settler 25 years ago.
Things have changed nowadays. None of us expected this to happen. Youngsters are disillusioned. Attacks were organized through resistance groups in the 90s and the 2000s. Now it's done by lone individuals. The escalation of Israeli crackdowns and collective punishment of the whole community is humiliating. This new Israeli government, especially policies by Ben-Gvir, are laws of the jungle. He acts as if they are above the law. It's the most repressive government in Israel's history. The situation that is happening in Jenin and Nablus is all connected. We're one nation living under occupation. It's no surprise youngsters are under stress.
Just down the road, the neighborhood's entrance has been closed off to stop Palestinians walking past a Jewish cemetery. There's now only one way in and out. Palestinians say they're being squeezed in every possible way. All this as Khairi's family waits to see if their home will be destroyed and leave them displaced. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Ras Al Amud in occupied East Jerusalem.